Although our technologies have changed over time, our goal to understand the sun remains the same. My name is Troy Klein, and welcome to Sun Earth Day 2011, Ancient Mysteries, Future Discoveries. This new theme opens the door to a variety of topics ranging from ancient solar sites and discoveries to current and future discoveries. Many of these new discoveries involve NASA missions that, when combined, tell an even greater story of our dynamic solar environment. So, throughout 2011, we'll share information about ancient solar sites, as well as numerous interviews with people who are directly involved with current and future NASA missions. Now, today's Sun Earth Day podcast is about something very, very large, the whole of the solar system. The solar system spreads far beyond the last planet or comet that circle the sun. It only stops when it bumps into material streaming from other stars out there, stuff that's known as the galactic medium. Now, on today's podcast, we'll hear from two NASA scientists who work directly with a spacecraft called IBEX, or the Interstellar Boundary Explorer. You can look forward to several more podcasts on this mission throughout the year. And to give us a brief introduction to this series is Eric Christian, the IBEX Deputy Mission Scientist at the Goddard Space Flight Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Christian, and this is the first of several podcasts on the Interstellar Boundary Explorer, or IBEX, mission. IBEX is a small satellite, about the size of a truck tire, that is in Earth orbit, but in a very elliptical Earth orbit that extends almost all the way out to the moon so that it can get out beyond the Earth's magnetic field, the Earth's magnetosphere. From this position in Earth's orbit, it takes pictures of the edge of our solar system, but not pictures with light, but pictures with a special type of particle called an energetic neutral atom. An energetic neutral atom is a very fast-moving ion that grabs an electron from the solar wind, and then it becomes neutral. When it's ionized, it spirals on the magnetic field, gets deflected all over the place. But once it collects the electron and becomes neutral, it then travels straight, just like a photon. And so by collecting them, you can make a picture with them the way you do with photons.
So let's get started with our first IBEX interview. Today we talked with Nathan Schwadron, who is in charge of research from IBEX. This spacecraft studies the very edges of our solar system and a magnetic field that surrounds us, called the heliosphere.
Helios is a Greek term which means the sun, and sphere is a sphere. So if you think about it, it's a sphere that surrounds our entire sun. Now, it's a sphere that surrounds not only our sun, but it surrounds all the planets. It's a very large sphere, and it turns out it's not really a sphere at all. It's actually a fairly complex shape that surrounds all of these structures. Now, currently, we really don't know what that structure really is, what the boundaries really are that surround our solar system. But we're learning more and more about them every day. The Voyager satellites, which were launched many, many years ago, back in the 70s, actually managed to cross those boundaries. Both Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 crossed those boundaries, and they detected the local properties. IBEX is imaging those global boundaries, and so now, for the first time, we're able to provide images and ultimately infer what those structures really look like. And so our heliosphere is the domain that separates our solar system from the local galactic environment, and for the first time, through IBEX, we're able to image it. When you think about our solar system, it's easy to just imagine that that's empty space. But in fact, it's not empty space. The environment of our solar system, the environment between the planets, is actually an atmosphere that's released continually by the sun. Our sun is so hot that it pumps out a very fast, what we call supersonic, solar wind. And that solar wind blows out from the sun and out into the galaxy. Now, it doesn't just continue to expand, because there's actually, just like there's material between the planets, there's also a medium that exists in the galaxy at large. And so at some point, that solar wind, which is moving out very quickly out from the sun, it actually butts up, it runs against the medium that pervades the galaxy, that fills the entire galaxy. And where those two materials, what we call plasmas, collide, that creates the boundaries that actually surround our solar system. And in a sense, those boundaries prevent material from the galaxy from coming into the solar system. And they protect us from fairly harsh radiation that exists in the galaxy.
The edge of those boundaries, says Nathan, are defined by the sun sitting at the center.
If you look inside the heliosphere, inside the boundaries, you find what's called the solar wind, which is inflated by this very, very hot sun of ours, which continually creates material that moves very, very fast out through the system. Now, if you ask what's outside of these boundaries, what's outside the heliosphere, it's what's called the local galactic medium. This is the medium that pervades the entire galaxy. Now, you might ask, why do we have a medium in the galaxy? What is it made up of? Well, many of you have probably heard about things like supernova, things about like stellar wind. The stars are continually evolving. Stars die. They give off their material. They liberate it into supernova. And they continually release winds, just like our sun. And in a sense, the galactic medium is the buildup of all that material. It is our galactic junkyard. It's where we leave the material, the remnants of stars, behind. That's what's outside our heliosphere.
IBEX will also help determine how these boundaries change over time.
Now, if you think about it, our sun, and we're continually moving around our sun, the Earth, our planet, moves around the sun, as do the rest of the planets. We sort of are like the entire solar system. We're almost living on a boat that's guided by the sun. And the sun is that body, and all the bodies surrounding it, are actually plowing their ways through the galactic medium over time. So you can actually follow the journey of the sun and the planets through the galaxy. Much like a boat, if you looked in front, you would see a wave in front of that boat. That's called the bow shock and the material associated with it that sort of moves the galactic medium out away from it. And if you looked in the back, you would see the tail of our heliosphere. Now, how does this change with time? Well, imagine that you're in a boat and you come upon waves. You can imagine that the structures surrounding the boat, the wave in front, the bow wave, and the tail behind, are all going to change as you encounter waves and disturbances in the medium through which you're moving. And that is part of the reason that that our heliosphere changes with time. But there's another important factor. Remember that what inflates the heliosphere is actually the solar wind itself, which is controlled by the sun. There are periods in which the sun is quieter, e.g. near solar minimum, when there's relatively few sunspots, relatively few storms, and there's solar maximum periods, where the sun becomes more violent, stronger magnetic fields, more aurora, and so forth, that are associated with the disturbances released by the sun. So the solar wind, as it inflates the heliosphere, will actually change with time in concert with the changes of the sun, which creates it. When it's quiet and the pressures are low, the entire heliosphere can deflate and the boundaries surrounding our solar system can actually move inwards. When it becomes more violent and the pressures associated with our solar wind are higher, it actually causes those boundaries to inflate outwards.
We'd like to thank Eric and Nathan for taking time to talk with us today, and we'll be keeping our eye out for new information IBEX might find along the solar system's boundary. Here to tell you more about IBEX resources associated with this podcast is Lindsay Bartolone, the Education and Public Outreach Lead for the IBEX mission.
We have some additional educational resources that you might like to check out. Play the Sorting the Universe game on the IBEX website. Do the For You to Try Model the Heliosphere Using Your Kitchen Sink activity that's located on the back of the heliosphere lithograph. Or do the Postcards from Space activity, also located on our website.
Don't forget to download the new mobile version of NASA's Space Weather Viewer from iTunes. This app is an adaptation of the current Space Weather Media Viewer and features near real-time imagery from a wide variety of NASA missions, as well as video interviews with prominent scientists about causes of space phenomena and NASA-created visualizations. You can download the app by doing a search in iTunes for the NASA Space Weather Media Viewer. I hope you enjoyed the Sun Earth Day Highlights podcast. We're very interested in hearing your questions and comments. If you have something to say, just join us in Facebook or send an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. If selected, we'll share it in one of our upcoming podcasts. For all other details about the Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. And while there, don't forget to register in order to receive Sun Earth Day updates. You can also learn more about NASA by simply visiting www.nasa.gov.
This is Troy Klein signing off.